Today's shiur will be beginning Bava Basra, Taf Ayin Aleph, Omed Aleph, at the top, the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a continuation of Mishnah before, which dealt with the sale of a field. When selling a field, we want to know what's included and what's not included. This Mishnah continues with items that are not included. So it appears to open as a phrase that's disconnected. But if you turn back to the previous Mishnah, you'll see how this is a flow from that which we already saw on Samach Ches Amud Beis. Of course, the expression "turn back" is not appropriate for one who's viewing this on his screen. Hence, we recommend printing out your dapim, and even better, ordering your version, your edition of the Shas Ozer, pre-marked Gemaras. The Mishnah there henceforth continues with the idea of sale of field. The Mishnah says, Lo es habor, velo es hagas, pits that are in the field. These pits are generally for water supply, and a gas, a wine press, velo es hashovach, and a bird coop is not included, bein charev and bein yeshuvin, whether they're uninhabited or inhabited. The fellow who just sold his field retains the boar. What about access to the boar? V'tzorech likach lo derech, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that the owner of the pit, or the owner of these other things as well, the one who's retaining ownership of these other things, the fellow who just sold his field, he has to buy back from the fellow who purchased the field, he has to buy back a path to get to these items. The Chachamim Omrim, Einot Tzorech Likach Lo Derech. The Chachamim disagree and say that even though he sold the field, since he retained the boar, etc., for himself, he was retaining access to those things as well. Umoide Rabbi Akiva, Bizman Shomar lo chutz me'elu. The fellow was selling a field and said, I'm selling you the field except for the boar. And he said it explicitly. He didn't have to say that. He added this expression, I'm selling you the field except for the boar, for example. Then Rabbi Akiva agrees, Sheino tzorech likach lo derech, the fellow retaining for himself the boar does not have to buy a path to it. That was what was intended to be included in this extra expression, the path. Mochron le'acher, this is a new case. A fellow sold the pit or the press to someone else and retained for himself the field. The fellow who bought the boar, what about his access to the boar? Notice, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Eino tzorech likach lo derech. The new owner of the pit gets the path to the pit along with the pit. This is in contrast to the seller in the previous case who retained the pit. He was not retaining a path to the pit. The Chachomim Omrim, tzorech likach lo derech. True, you bought a pit, but you didn't buy access to the pit. You have to buy that as a separate transaction. Bamed v'mamurim. So far in the perek, we've seen a lot of cases of sales of items and cases of sales of houses and fields, and we saw examples of things that were not included. All kinds of statements in the Mishnah, lo mochar es, etc., with the following examples. This idea of this limitation, namely, sale of field, yes, but that does not automatically include other things, this limitation is found only in sales. That's what the Mishnah says, b'mod mom b'mocher, avo b'noisein matona, noisein es kula. You'll notice in the Mishnah, the triangle is employed here around the word kula. There's a series of examples where the receiver, the new owner, gains ownership of all of the things that, in the case of sales, were not included. So the first example the Mishnah gives us is the case of a gift. When one is giving a gift, then all these items that were previously not included in the case of sale are included in the case of the gift. Let us take a look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam we're looking at is the second wide line under the Gemara. Avol benoisin matona noisin es kula kol hani de amru lo mochar. All the examples that we saw were not included in sales. Ve'afilu hani di einon bichlal ma shebesocha kagon choruv hamurkov v'sadon hashikma ubor v'gas v'shovach. All of these that were not included. These examples we have seen earlier. These important trees or pits, presses, coops. V'hochi muchoch gabi hektish. This is proven, or it's stated emphatically, in the case of one who's makdish his field. V'adin l'chol hanoch. V'taymo mishum de nosein, that when one gives a gift, v'ayin yofe nosein, yoser midai, with a very full intent, extensive intent. V'afilu mai de lohavi b'chlal soder, even things that are not included in a field. For example, bird coops are not a field. However, they're sitting on the field. Ho'il v'kovua b'socha soder. However, umil im yesh mois b'soder, there are certain limitations even to this. If a person has money or he has cash that's in the field, oh, t'vua t'lusha she'en osricha l'kak, or he has disconnected grains that are already dried out. Oh, kol dovar shelo hutzruch latanam asisin lahaskir v'lomar lo mochar, or things that are obviously not included. A person parked his car on the field. It's obviously not part of the sale. Mishum demilsa lepshitahu deino bichlal soda klal hahi vaday lo kona lo mekabel matona. Those things certainly are not going to be gained by the receiver of the gift. Continuing in the Mishnah. Ho'achin shechoku zochu basodeh zochu bekula. Brothers that divided an estate. When a particular brother receives his portion, he receives it with everything in it. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Zocha bekula. Notice the asterisk over this Dibur HaMatzil. We say that the brothers, each one, when he receives his portion, he receives it with everything in it. Afilu bor v'gas v'shovach shebesode kona. He gets the field along with the pit, the press, the bird coops. Shekivon shezeh notel sode achas v'zeh achas kenegdo. Since the brothers are dividing fields, you get one field, he gets another field. L'histalek zeh mishel zeh niskavnu. The idea in their division is that each one becomes a separate entity, to remove oneself from his brother, remove association, so that if I'm getting the field, I'm getting the pit in the field as well. Otherwise, you'd have a situation where one brother has a field and the other brother owns the pit in the field. That's counter to what the Rashbam is saying. Rather, their intent is lehistalik zeh mishel zeh. Umiu lios lo derech lapnimi alachitzon. However, what about the issue of easement rights? A path from the outer field. You have an outer field that runs, that borders on a road. And then in order to get the inner field, you have to cut through the outer field because the inner field doesn't have access to the road. What about the brother who got the inner field? How about access to it? So the Rashbam points out very, very importantly, he says, regarding that, that's meant the beginning of line says, Umiyu lios lo derech lapnimi ala chitzon. Iko lemeimar de is lei. There is room to say that the inner brother does have access rights through the outer field. Kirav, kide parishna tam liel, as we explained earlier, the Yomalei odur v'sada sheli kihechi de doru bo avosi. I want to live in the field like Dad lived in the field, and when Dad was using the inner field, he was getting to it by cutting through the outer field. Kirchtiv, as we saw in the pasuk, tachas avoisecha yubonecha, that the children are in the same position as their fathers. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hamachzik b'nichsei hager, a convert who passes away, leaving no relatives, leaving no descendants that were born to him after his conversion, his nechosim are considered unowned until someone comes along and makes a kinyan on it, makes a chazoka on it. So if someone comes along and makes a chazoka on a field that was previously owned by a ger who just passed away, hichzik besoda, hichzik bekula. His chazoka on the field is successful in gaining his rights to the choruv and the sadon, those important trees that in a case of a sale would not have been included in the sale. Hamaktish es hasoda, iktish es kula. As opposed to a sale, when one dedicates a field to the Beis HaMikdash, he's dedicating the field together with all the items that we mentioned before that in sales would not be included. In the case of Hegdish, the pits, the press, the bird coops would be included in the sanctification and the dedication to the base, to the Mikdash. Rabbi Shimon, what appears to be a second opinion, Omer, Hamaktish es hasodeh, lo hikdish elo es hachoruv hamurkov yes sadon hashikmo. If one has to be very careful with the reading of this, the Mishnah says that when one sanctifies a field, as far as the items that we said were not included in sales, the same thing is in the case of a hektish, with the exception of the chorv and the sadon, those trees would be included in the hektish. So Reb Shimon represents a shita that's a bit limited, but more limited than the Tanakhama in what is included in the hektish. The Gemara asks a question. Maishno mecher umaishno matona. What's the difference between the case of mecher, where we saw the Chachomim said not everything is included, but yet in the case of a matona, all the items that weren't included in the case of sale are included in the matona? Answer. Piresh Yehuda ben Akusa lifnei Rebbe. He's going to say something now, but what he says won't be easily understood. The Gemara will have to clarify it as we go on. So he says, Ze piresh, veze lo piresh. First, to understand what the Gemara is attempting to say, even though it's not accurate, nevertheless, to at least understand the attempt, we have to look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam presents two interpretations. We're going to learn just the first one. The Rashbam starts, says, Zeh Piresh, Nosein, the giver of the gift, Piresh, Lo, Esakol. The giver of the gift said, I'm giving you this with everything in it. Ve'ilkoch Kona HaKol. And that's why he gets everything. However, we didn't see that in the Mishnah. The Gemara goes on and asks, Hai, ze piresh, veze lo piresh. Ze lo piresh, veze lo piresh hu. Neither one of them said explicitly what they're giving. Neither one detailed what they're giving. We don't see that as a distinction in the Mishnah, the giver of the gift as opposed to the fellow selling. Neither one said what they're doing. Let's go back to the Rashbam and continue. Umatme. Matme means with wonderment you read the Gemara. Hai v'chule. V'hare ze lo piresh. V'ze lo piresh hu. Neither one said what they're giving in a detailed fashion. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, it refers to a mocher, and it refers to a nosein. They're basically balanced expressions. The Gemara continues. We go back into the Gemara. Ela, ze hoya lo lefaresh. V'zeh lo hoya lo lefaresh. The Rashbam explains that the Noisein Matona, the giver of the gift, since he usually gives with an Be'ayin Yofe, with a spirit of magnanimity, if he was not giving Be'ayin Yofe, he should have said what he's not including in the gift. Namely, if he's giving a field as a gift and he's intending to give it with limitations, he should have said, I'm giving you the field, but I'm keeping the boar for myself. And since the giver of the gift did not say that outright, that's it. Everything is included. However, the case of a mocher, person who sells property, he's selling because he's under a certain form of financial duress or strain. People generally like to hold on to their property. So, if he's selling, there's a concept known as zuzi ansuhu that the Rashbam refers to. He's under duress, to, so to speak, so as to be able to acquire funds. That's why he sells his property. So, in such a case, when one is selling, he's selling as little as he can in order to just get the basic amount of cash that he needs. So, when a person says, for example, I'm selling a field, that's it. I'm selling just the field. The Gemara continues. Hahu de Omar Lahu. Havu le leplanya. Besa de machzik mea gufi. Someone was giving a gift to someone else. And he said, give to so-and-so a house that has this, that is of the size of which one can store in it 100 barrels. They went to the house and measured it, and it turned out ishtakach to have a machzik mei of esrin, that the house could actually hold 120. Omar Marzutra, mea omale. Mayavi Esrin lo omale. Therefore, he gets only 5/6 of the house. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi disagrees with Marzutra, hence we've underlined their names and also indicated an Aleph and a Beis over each one to indicate that they're two separate opinions. Rav Ashi says, Mi lo tnan, hasn't it been said in the Mishnah the following, and in our marking system, quotes from Tanaic sources are framed. Hence you see the next phrase in a frame. Our Mishnah said, Bamed v'mumurim, when is there limitation? B'mocher, avo b'nosein matona, nosein es kulan. But a giver of a gift gives the gift with all of its contents. Almo mandiyoiv matona, be'ayin yofe yohiv. We conclude from that one who gives a gift, he gives it with a spirit of magnanimity. Hachinami, so too in the case of the gift of the house, man diyoiv matona, ba'ayin yofe yohiv. And hence, he was really intending to give him the entire house. Hamaktish es asode higdish v'chulei. And the Mishnah said, he's maktish everything in it as well, even though he didn't say so explicitly. We have a sugya now that is going to last till Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, a rather long sugya. Let us take advantage of some of the notes that we have that accompany this. First of all, we have an asterisk that indicates to look at the note, in this case, on the inside margin. Sugya zu im kol maso imatono, this particular topic, with all of the give and take, Mamshicho ad daf ayin beis amid beis. We will notice in the Gemara there's a rigorous back and forth discussion that lasts and continues until ayin beis amid beis. The topic heading, you'll notice on the outside margin in our pre-marked Gemara Shas Ozier edition, we attempt to feature topics and structural notes on the outside margin. In this case, the Nosei, and we indicate it goes to Ayin Beis Omid Beis. Dino Shel Rav Huna. We'll notice that Rav Huna appears in a firebox. This marking is reserved for names that are of a very central nature in a particular discussion. In this case, we said that this discussion will last till Ayin Beis Omid Beis, hence our use of this particular marking. So we say that the din of Rav Huna, Hamocher Karka, Bashir Shnei Ilonois La'atzmo. Someone's selling a field, and he's retaining for himself two trees. Yesh loy karka. The fellow who's retaining for himself the trees, he's also going to be retaining for himself the land under the trees. It will appear, as the Gemara begins, things might change, but as the Gemara begins, it will appear v'afilu the Rebbe Kiva the sover she b'derech klal mocher b'ayin yofe mocher, that the din of Rav Huna will apply even to Rebbe Akiva, who said that when one sells, in this case sells a field, he sells b'ayin yofe. That means he sells everything with it. So let's just review the case we had before. Someone sold a field and retained for himself the boar. And that he did explicitly. He said, I'm keeping the boar for myself. Or let's say it a little more accurately. He sold a field, but he didn't add any extra phrases. Because once he adds a phrase, I'm keeping the boar for myself, then we saw earlier he's keeping for himself a path as well. But if he doesn't say so explicitly, we know that he sells the field. The boar is not included. However, the path to the boar, the ground, according to Rabbi Kiva, goes to the buyer. Here we have a case of someone selling a field, keeping for himself the tree, these two trees, but we're trying to say at this point that the ground under the trees is also retained by the seller, as opposed to the case of the path in the case of the sale of the field and the boar, where the fellow retaining the boar did not retain for himself the path to it. Bahemshech, a Gemara Bochenes, our note continues, that in the ensuing Gemara, the Gemara will be analyzing Din Ze, Leor Shitas Rabbi Shimon, in the context or in light of Rabbi Shimon's opinion, B'maktish Sode Shiesh Bo Choruv Hamurkov. We're going to see a Tanaic source in which Rabbi Shimon appears, where one sanctifies a field, and in that field there is a Choruv Hamurkov, a very significant tree. What's going to be the din of the tree and its becoming hegdish, and the effects of the hegdish on the land that's under the tree? Of course, at this point, we can't understand all the details. We haven't learned the actual sources inside. But in general, the issue of the sugya is going to be revolving around these different Tanaic opinions, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon, in light of Rav Huna's din. With that, let us begin the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. And of course, we're beginning the Gemara, noticing at the same time a long point marking. That's the nun that's encircled, and following it is a vertical dash line that goes till Omid Beis, the second line, indicating that all of these lines are the development of Rav Huna's point, one point. So Rav Huna says, "Afagav di Omer Rabbanan." Hakoina shnei ilonos besoich shel chavero. Harei ze lo kono karka. That when one buys two trees, as opposed to one who buys three. When buying three, the din is different. But when one buys two trees, he gets the trees, but he doesn't get the land with the trees. Mochar karka v'shier shnei ilonos lefonov. Yesh loy karka. When one sells land and keeps for himself two trees, he keeps for himself the land under the trees as well. The afilu the Rabbi Akiva, the Omar moicher ba'ayin yofe mocher, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that said that when one sells, for example, one was selling a field that happened to have a pit in it, he was selling the field and the path to the pit as well. Hani mili gabibor vidus delo ko makhashi ba'ara. That's true in the case of the sale of a pit, of a field, where he was retaining the pit. There is the retention of the land, the sale of the path is included in the sale of the field in that case. That's because of what the Gemara terms the loko makhshi ba'ara. We'll define that in a moment through the Rashbam. However, just to finish the line, avo ilonois the komakhshi ba'ara shiure shairi. However, trees that deplete the nutrients from the land, that's the idea behind makhshi, they weaken the land. Trees weaken the land in the sense of their use of the nutrients. The fellow who is retaining for himself the two trees, he's aware that if he doesn't keep the land under the trees, the buyer of the land can at a certain point say, hey, you know, these trees, they're weakening my land. Get rid of the trees. Or don't replant trees. I don't want you replanting them. Therefore, the seller of the field, in order to preempt this problem, he keeps for himself the land as well. This is in distinction to the boar. The boar wasn't affecting the land. Hence, the fellow retaining the boar for himself wasn't anticipating any problems raised by the buyer of the land around the boar. What we just explained, we will see in the words of the Rashbam as well. Three lines from the bottom. Hani mili, the idea of Rabbi Akiva that one who sells, he sells ba'ayin yofe. Gabi mecher, mochar es habayis, v'shir bor vedus, one who sold a house and left for himself, retained for himself the pit. The les le shum hezek lalokeach. The fact that the owner of the original owner who retains for himself the pit, fine, the original owner keeps the pit, that doesn't pose any damage to the new owner of the house. Deho lo makhashi ba'ara, the pit doesn't use up anything from the house. V'hilkoch lo choshash l'shayer klum in akarka soviv abor, v'lo haderech. Therefore, the seller of the house, though retaining the pit, didn't consider retaining for himself anything in addition to it. Avo ilonos shemekalkalin es akarka, trees that deplete the nutrients of the land, shir min akarka imo ilonos, af lachzor v'lita b'mkoymon im yazkinu edo. He's retaining for himself the land under the trees as well, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Mishum de lo lemo le lokeach, in order to preempt the lokeach from telling him, akor ilamcha kishiyamus vipote mikan. get rid of the trees when they eventually dry out, they die, and leave here. Of course, the fellow who's retaining for the trees doesn't want to be told that. Therefore, he's keeping for himself the trees, the land as well that's under the trees. Everything that we've explained so far, we're now going to see in the Gemara. De'im Isa de'lo shir, if it were so that the fellow retaining for himself the two trees after he sold the land, if it were so that he doesn't keep for himself the land under the trees, let the buyer of the field say to the fellow retaining the trees, akor ilon chosh go vizil, uproot your dried out trees and leave. That is the end of Rav Huna's point. As far as the Gemara in its continuation, we must note the geometric symbols that we're now going to encounter. We have triangles. We'll take a look at the outside margin for an explanation. The mivneh, the structural note, and we've noted this structure will continue till Ayin Beis Amud Beis. So those of you who have the ability to flip a page because you've already acquired your volume of the Shas Ozer, or if you have the computer and the ability to scroll forward, you can go to Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and you will notice the triangles that are starting here are still continuing over there, down most of the page. Our note on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis says Ma'akav, that this is a method of keeping track, play by play. The triangle pointing up will be kushiot, questions. The triangle pointing down will be responses. A very simple structure as things go. So allow your eye to scan the pages, get a feeling of the flow, get a sense of the spirit of the Gemara. That having been accomplished, we can continue inside. Once again, with the point facing up, we'll be in a question mode. We've also provided a long question marking in the space between the Tosfos and the Gemara text. There's a kuf in a triangle indicating kushya, a long question, that covers all the lines opposite this vertical dashed line. Tanan, we open up with a Tanaic source. The Tanaic source, as you can see, as we mentioned before, is in a frame. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we've circled Rabbi Shimon because this is a name that we'll be referring back to numerous times. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamakdish es hasodeh, lo hikdish elo chorov hamurka v'sadon hashikma. When one sanctifies a field, dedicates it to the holy Beis HaMikdash, to the temple fund, in his dedicating the field, there goes along with it the Chorov HaMurkov and Sadan HaShimga, two types of trees that we've seen in previous Gemaras. For our purposes, they're trees that are of a significant nature. So, what is included in the sanctification? So you have the basic field itself, and if anything else is going to go along in the sanctification, it's going to be only these things, the Chorav HaShikma, Chorav HaMurkav, and the Sadan HaShikma. V'tani Allah, Omar Rabbi Shimon, and there's another Tanaic source that explains the Mishnah. We've included it in one frame. We've also noted with the dashed underline Tani Allah to indicate that technically there are really two separate sources, but we fused them together as far as the markings are concerned. Omar Rabbi Shimon, after we've said that the fellow dedicated a field, he didn't really dedicate the Chorov HaMurkov and the Sadan HaShikma outright. He dedicated the field. He didn't specify those trees.
So the question is, so why are those trees in fact included in the sanctification? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Matam, why are they included? Hoyil v'yoinkin misode hekdesh. Since they are deriving their nutrients, their sustenance, these are trees that draw from the ground. They draw their sustenance from what kind of ground? From sanctified ground. So, since they are, as the source says, they're hoyil v'yoinkin misode hekdesh, since they're drinking, so to speak, they're suckling from hekdesh property. There's a phrase in English, you are what you eat. So these trees, if they're eating from hekdesh, they become hekdesh. V'hi salka daitoch shiure shayer. If it were so that when a person keeps for himself trees, like we saw Rav Huna's din. We saw Rav Huna say that when one sells a field and he keeps for himself the trees, he's keeping the land under the trees as well. If that were so, ki ka yanki, this chorob tree. Remember, the fellow didn't dedicate the chorob tree outright. And in the case of sales, chorov trees aren't even included. So if this idea is true, that one who keeps for himself trees is really keeping the land under the trees as well, this chorov tree, when it is deriving its nutrition, from where is it deriving its nutrition? Midenafshei koyanki. It's really deriving its nutrition from his own property. Namely, from non-sanctified property. At this point, we conclude the question on Rav Huna's din. Rav Huna had said that one who retains for himself trees retains the land under the trees. So why is it here in the case of the sanctification of the field that these trees which have significance in and of themselves, why are they drawn along with the hekdesh? Why is it not like Rav Huna, that the land under the trees are also part of these trees, that the fellow did not really sanctify outright? We said that their whole sanctification was by default. We don't have to come to that. If Rav Huna is correct, let the trees remain unsanctified, because in effect the fellow is retaining the land under the tree as well. The Gemara answers, and of course we're defending Rav Huna now. That's indicated by the fact that the triangle is pointing downwards. Rabbi Shimon, that we saw in this Tanaic source a few lines up, we saw him circled. His opinion there, the Omar ke Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had the idea of Ayin Yofeh. Rabbi Akiva is the one that said that when one sells something, he sells the ayin yofeh. He sells everything. He doesn't retain the land under, the land around for himself. And that's in the case of sales, and likely in the case of hektish. Hence, when this fellow was maktish the field, in Rabbi Shimon's case, when he was maktish the field, he did it by ayin yofeh. Hence, he was being maktish the land under the trees as well. Therefore, the trees are deriving their sustenance from hektish property. However, v'Rav Huna, the Omar k'Rabbanan. Rav Huna's din, though, that one who retains the trees, there was a fellow who was selling land, let us remember that, he was selling land and retaining trees for himself. He was selling the land, but not by Ayin Yofeh. He was selling like Shita Sarabona, Bayin Ra. So he sold the land, but not all the land, not the land under the trees. The Rashbam takes pains to note that Rav Huna, as presented here, is different than the way Rav Huna appeared on Omid Aleph. We have tried to illustrate this by the use of the arrows that you see on the right-hand side of the Gemara text, there's an arrow that says Omid Bey, Omid Aleph. That means compare what's noted here, Rav Huna D'Yamarka Rabbanan, with what we saw on Omid Aleph, and try to scan down the page and find a corresponding arrow, once again, on the right-hand side of the Gemara text. And we've also employed the use of a dashed underline to draw your attention to what was said there and what's said over here. On Omid Aleph, we try to present Rav Huna as saying a din, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that said things are done by Ayin Yafeh, but my din, namely Rav Huna's din, which is a type of Ayin Ra'ah din, even Rabbi Akiva would agree with it. At this point in the Gemara, by setting up Reb Shimon as holding like Rabbi Akiva, we can no longer set up Rav Huna as holding like Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, we present him here as being limited to the Rabbanan Shita of Ayin Ra'ah. The Gemara asks, Ki Rabbanan Pshita, to tell me that Rav Huna's din is in concert with Shita's Rabbanan, that's obvious. What's Rav Huna saying? That the fellow sold the field, but not all of the field, not the land under the trees as well that he was trying to retain. Well, that's obvious. That's obvious that that would be Shita's Rabbanan. What is gained by telling me that Rav Huna holds like the Rabbanan? The Gemara answers, Nafka mina de'inafli, if the trees fall down, hadar shosilahu, he's able to replant them. Namely, not only is it so that the fellow retains the land for the life of the tree that's there right now, but even to the extent that if the tree ages and falls down, he can replant a new tree because he has retained the land. With this, we conclude our shiur for today. However, we have to remind ourselves that we're in the middle of a heated discussion. That's it.